G'day, gentlemen, boys and girls, Mel Herbert here, and it's March 5th, 2019. I actually did a re-record, let me tell you the truth, because I did this one for March 4th, but then, you know, what happened yesterday, the version 3 and the Model Y reveal? Well, because Elon hates me because he saw me doing a daily podcast, he thought every few hours he'd do something new and remarkable. He actually came out and emailed that the Model Y, he tweeted that the Model Y is going to be about 10% more in cost and get about 10% less in range for the same battery pack. And this is expected, right? This is okay, right? But the big question I have, therefore, is how big a battery pack is he going to put in? Because of that, are they going to offset it? In the X, yeah, you get about the same. You get about 10% less in the X at the same battery pack, and it's a bigger and heavier car. And they have not, unfortunately, they have not put in a larger battery in the X than in the S. So if you want the longest range possible, you have to go for the S. So the question I have, and we will know on March 14th, because there's going to be full specs, full pricing, and even rides. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, even rides in the Model Y, March 14th. We will find out if they're going to drop a larger battery in that puppy. Oh, please do it. Please do it. And no Falcon Wing doors. A lot of people like The Verge and others have talked about the fact that there isn't going to be Falcon Wing doors because of passing out other stuff that Elon has said in the past, but we won't know until we know, will we? And I'm so afraid even to hit publish on this puppy because he's going to tweet again for sure, something else. Oh, it's so great. I love Elon Daily because it's moving on the daily. But now let's talk about S and X. Oh, and I forgot to put in my cool music, so let me put in a little bit of that right now. It's funny because I was talking to a friend of mine. He said, look, Mel, I really like the show. And I'm like, great. What's the best part of the show? And he's like, the music to start it. Great. But you remember last week? I don't know. It was days ago now. But remember last week how Elon came out with a $35,000 version of the Model 3 and we were excited. We were amazed. We were overwhelmed. A lot of people are saying this is pretty incredible that they did it so fast. Obviously, this is going to be a bit of a squeeze. Part of this is because, you know, particularly here in North America, you've fulfilled a lot of the people's desires for the more expensive cars, and you've got to get this car down so you can get it to more people. And so they're really aggressively doing that. And one way they're doing that, of course, is that they're going to reduce the number of staff that are selling cars. So they're going to reduce the showrooms. They're going to basically overwhelmingly sell this online. Now, they were sort of overwhelmingly selling it online anyway, but this is more overwhelmingly, like close to 100% of the sales of this car is going to be online. And of course, the other things they talked about is service, baby. Service is a disaster right now in here in North America, taking a long time, but they say, you know, they're going to try and get it down. But you know what, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls? Something else happened. Yes, that's right. Something else happened just around the same time. They dropped the price of the S and the X. And I think it got lost in the reporting of the Model 3, which it should. But S and X are also being dropped in price substantially. And when I say substantially, I mean big. And when I say big, I mean large. And when I say large, I mean effing huge. They dropped the cost of these cars by between $12,000 and $18,000. What? Between $12,000 and $18,000. Model S now starts at $79,000. And they now call that puppy the standard range, just like the Model 3. In fact, according to The Verge, and I believe The Verge, in fact, they have adopted the Model 3 naming convention for the Model S and X moving forward. The standard range Model S will travel 270 miles on a charge, has a 140 mile an hour top speed, thank you, and can go from 0 to 60 in 4.2 seconds. Remember that the standard Model 3 does that 0 to 60 in about 5.6, so the Model S, even at the low end, is still better, faster than the Model 3 at said end that is low. The long range S now sells for a base price of $83,000 and goes 335 miles, top speed 155 miles an hour, and does 0 to 60 in 4.1 seconds. But remember, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, remember this. That's the sort of stripped down, you got nothing on their version, you got no autopilot, you got no autonomous driving, you got nothing. And it's $83,000. But it used to be $93,000, thank you very much. The performance Model S, and remember, of course, it's performance. We're going to put bigger motors in and we're going to try and go faster, like 0 to 60 is under 3 seconds kind of thing, with ludicrous mode. So you're going to lose a bit of range, 315 miles range, but you're going to do that really fast speed, and this cost has gone down from $112,000 to just 99,000. Isn't that great? It is a huge drop, though. I mean, come on. These are big, big drops. So now let's do the same thing for Model X. And there's a lot of numbers here, but you basically get the concept. Now, the long-range X starts at 88,000, down from 96,000, does 295 miles. We won't go through the acceleration. It's fast. And the performance Model X is down from 117,000 to 104,000 with 289 miles of range. Not 290, not 288, but 289 miles of range. And of course, we remember that it was just a couple of months ago that Tesla stopped making the 75 kilowatt hour battery packs. And so I think this is partially a response to that. You could get cheaper Teslas back in said day with less range. They got rid of that 75 kilowatt hour battery. Now the 100 kilowatt hour battery versions have dropped in price. So you might reasonably ask the question, are they setting themselves up to put in new battery chemistries and bigger battery packs? And so that you can get sort of maybe to the 400-mile range at prices that were where these cars were just like a few days ago. Would you pay an extra $10,000 for an extra 100 miles range? At that top end, you've got some cash. Would you spend an extra 10-ish grand, let's say, to get, you know, 100 miles more range? I can tell you what, I would. And so we don't really know what the top end range is ultimately going to be. Elon in the past has said 300 is kind of the magic number. 300 miles is that place where you can drive a long way and then stop and plug in and charge up and not have to carry around a heavy pack most of the time. And that might be true, but I think, you know, who am I to say? But I'm going to say it anyway. I think he's wrong. I think the magic number, if it doesn't cost too much, is probably 400 or 500 miles. And I certainly would offer, if it was me in the future, the ability to buy significantly longer range for those idiots like me that would pay a reasonable, not an outrageous, but a reasonable premium to have a car that can do 400 or 500 miles. Because 300 is not 300 when you're talking about, you know, being on the freeway. 300 is maybe 250 miles at 70 miles an hour kind of thing. So 250 doesn't quite get it done. But if you had a 400-mile battery pack and on the freeways you were getting 300 to 350, now we're talking. That's, you know, 4-5 hours of driving before we need a charge. But maybe this is all moot because we're waiting for version 3 of the superchargers. And if they are really a lot faster, then this makes it a bit of a moot point. And also, if there's a lot more of them, then I'll give that to you. In fact, it would make more sense to not go crazy on the range if you really can charge up fast and there are chargers everywhere, because most of the time, as we all know, most of the time, most days, most people are going to be driving less than 40 or 50 miles. So the rest of the time, you're carrying around this hugely heavy battery pack for no good reason. And just as a side, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Tesla used to have this calculator on the website where you could put on how fast you were going to drive and the temperature outside and what you wanted the cabin temperature to be and how many people in there and how much weight, and it would give you an estimated range. And I used to like to play with that puppy. It's gone. It's gone, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. I don't know why. I was on sort of the Reddit and other places. Nobody knows why. There are other places that you can kind of get this data, not quite in the form that Tesla had it, but one of my favorite trip planners is evtripplanner.com. We get nothing from them. They're just a really good site. So we're getting some unification here now, right? We're calling them a long-range version. We're calling them a performance version. We're getting some ranges now for all of the cars, the S, the X, and the 3, for the long-range version that are nearly 300 to significantly over 300. We've got all of these cars are very fast. If you want to go stupid fast, then you get the fastest S, but even the fast Model 3s are just stupid fast. And now our price range, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, goes from the very low end, the Model 3, $35,000, all the way up basically to $100,000. We've got now a huge spread of the market. So what's next? Well, we know that Model Y is next, but in terms of where we go with this, I think the next thing, if they can do this with what they're doing and trying to reduce costs, if we can get this car, the Model 3, over 200 miles, and around $25,000 without incentives in the next few years, that would be huge. And if you can come out with the SUV version, the Model Y, and you have an entry level that's about 35 and take it all the way up to 70 with a 400-mile battery pack that goes really fast, that's just going to crush said market. Crush it. I've said it before on the show, said it before on Talking Tesla. A Model Y that's SUV that you can get for around $35,000 with a smaller battery pack, but by dropping extra cash, getting 400 miles ish range, that is going to take out, just take out that smaller SUV market. It's going to decimate it. It's going to be so cool to watch. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm so excited. So there it is. That is enough waffling for this Monday, March 4th. I will speak at you in the morrow. And remember, you know, go check out Talking Tesla. It's our big show. It's fun. It's on the YouTube. It is also on the iTunes and where all podcasts are found. And go on to the iTunes and other places and give me a rating and a review, you know? I'm not sure why. It makes me feel good. We're in the top 10 now for tech podcasts. Well, we dip into the top 10 a couple of times a week now. So that's because of you. Thank you for listening. Hasta mañana, peeps.